And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Two children have been rescued days after the devastating earthquake that hit southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma reports.
A baby named Helen is pulled out of rubble after 68 hours, rescue workers wrapping her in a blanket. A man who'd helped pull her out, saying Turkish 10-year-old Mehmet had been rescued 65 hours earlier. They were two of the many rescue efforts playing out after Monday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake and its forceful aftershocks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union leaders welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky with a standing ovation as he made his case to push for more weapons in the fight against Russia's invasion and begin talk with European Union membership for his war-torn country. The President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, said on Thursday,
"We have your back. We were with you then. We are with you now. We will be with you for as long as it takes. Freedom will prevail. Peace will reign. You will win. Slava Ukraini."
The U.S.-based Institute for the Study of War writes in their latest assessment that Russian forces have regained the initiative in Ukraine and have begun their next major offensive in the Luhansk region. The assessment also states that Ukrainian forces are so far preventing Russian forces from securing significant gains. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. North Korea showcased its missile production during a nighttime parade, state media reported on Thursday, displaying more intercontinental ballistic missiles than ever before and hinting at a new solid-fuel weapon. Leader Kim Jong-un attended the Wednesday parade with his daughter. She's seen as playing a possible future leadership role. The state agency KCNA said that the parade showed North Korea's greatest nuclear strike capability and has also featured tactical nuclear units. Images from state media also show as many as 11 Hwasong 17s, North Korea's largest ICBM. They are also suspected to have a range to strike nearly anywhere in the world with a nuclear warhead. North Korea has forged ahead with ballistic missile programs, launching larger and more advanced missiles despite United Nations Security Council solutions and sanctions. A New York City police officer is hoping to get his badge back after federal prosecutors dropped charges accusing him of spying on fellow Tibetans while working as a foreign agent for China. AP correspondent Bobby Kavina Kavan has that story.
Nearly 3 years ago, FBI agents drew rifles inches from the face of Baimadaji Angwang. In those bewildering minutes, his life took an abrupt turn from NYPD officer to accused foreign agent working on behalf of China. Now Angwang is looking for answers after the government unexpectedly dropped charges.
"You can't just put me in jail for 6 months. I ruined my name, ruined my reputation, gave all the stress to my family members, friends. And then you say, in the interest of justice, and you're just going to leave like that?"
His attorney says his client got entangled by the Trump administration's efforts to root out Chinese espionage. The government still won't say why its case fell apart. It could press charges again, a possibility that could thrust Angwang back in limbo. Bobby Kaina Kalvan, New York.
Egypt's Statistics Bureau says inflation hit a new high in January. It says that the annual inflation stood at 26.5% last month, up from 21.9%. In January of 2022, the figure stood at 8% before spiking following the outbreak of Russia's war in Ukraine in February of last year. Egyptians continue to battle ongoing hikes and a depreciating currency. Government figures say some 30% of Egyptians live in poverty. Authorities say a gas explosion in an apartment building in the Siberian city of Novosibirsk has killed at least 5 people, including a 2-year-old child. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.